This is Dr. Sachdeva, SACHDEVA, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Michael Nguyen. First name is Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, last name is Nguyen, N-G-U-Y-E-N, Nguyen, address 10-11-19, date of birth 10-11-1964. This letter is being written to Dr. This letter is being written to Dr. Philip C. First name is Philip, P-H-I-L-L-I-P, last name is C, T-S-E-C, address 266 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 7, San Jose, California, 95116, telephone number 408-937-7581, fax number 408-261-3737. Dear Dr. Philip C., P-H-I-L-L-I-P, last name C, T-S-E-C. Thank you for asking me to see this 59-year-old gentleman in allergy consultation, period. His history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features. Michael has been having ongoing problems with recurrent rashes that can occur any time, pretty much involving his arms, legs, abdomen, chest, back, period. There is no history of any angioedema, coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, throat tightness, or any gastrointestinal symptoms, period. He is really not sure what might be causing these rashes, but is interested in making sure there are no obvious food allergies, period. Sometimes he is bothered because the rash is quite extensive, and he has been prescribed 25 milligram of Atarax to be taken if needed for these rashes, period. Atarax is quite effective in helping him out with the itching and rashes, period. There is history of pollen allergies and rhinitis for which he has taken some allergy medications with definite benefit, period. There are no pets and he is not a smoker, period. He feels certain seafoods or beef or nuts or coconut or some other foods might be a source of this problem, period. Clinically, the history is pretty much, history is really not consistent with any obvious food allergies, period. He went to emergency room once for possible rashes and possible shrimp allergy, but was discharged without any significant problems, period. Ever since then, he has been abstaining from certain foods and wants to know about his allergy status, period. On exam, there were no significant abnormalities, but he did demonstrate some dermatographism, possibly the cause of possibly the reason for the rashes, and certainly anything can exacerbate dermatographic rashes, period. I did some lab testing, and results are as follows. Number one, serum IgE 467, which is mildly elevated. We did some RAS testing, and he demonstrated significant positive reaction to timothy grass and walnut tree, which would be consistent with allergic rhinitis, period. He had very minor reaction to different nuts and foods, and I do not believe clinically there's any relevance, period. Positive tests are merely representing sensitization, but no actual allergies, period. Anytime if he develops immediate symptoms with this, with the ingestion of any food, then I would recommend we retest him and possibly do some challenge work, period. At this point in time, I believe he does not have any significant allergies to do any challenge studies, period. New paragraph, allergy testing also revealed no positive reactions to any foods except a few positive reaction to walnut tree, to some trees and grasses, period. And that would be consistent with the allergic rhinitis, period. My final diagnosis, I discussed with him in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. I was able to answer all his questions and asked him to give me a call anytime with any allergy-related questions, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. My final diagnosis, mild dermatographism, number 2, history of mild urticaria, number 3, no evidence of any significant food allergies. Number 4, positive allergy testing to grasses and trees, period. My treatment plan, number 1, he was given Atarax in emergency room, and he found it to be quite effective, period. I am recommending Atarax 25 milligram up to twice daily if needed, and certainly that should take care of his problem, period. I've asked him to see you for ongoing follow-up and general well-care, period. Please do give me a call if you have any questions, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regards, end of dictation, on patient, Michael Nguyen. Thank you.